You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Good to have you listening, and I appreciate Godfrey Bertel singing our breakout song. And this is Breakout Radio Church. David said, I'm going to run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. Then he said, I'm going to leap over a wall, and that is a breakout. Good to have you here on a cold Sunday morning. Gene Gentry's going to come and help me welcome all of you. It's freezing here in Austin, Texas.
It's 31 degrees in Austin this morning. Welcome, Breakout family, and all of you that are joining us today for Breakout Radio Church.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day today.
It is going to be. And Breakout Radio Church remembers a global missions church without walls. We're comprised of many members in many different geographic locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. So we are delighted to have you joining us today, Gene and I, and we're going to pray in just a moment. But first of all, before we go any further, we want to make a special announcement. We're inviting everybody to come to Austin, Texas, February the 21st and 22nd. What's going to happen, Gene?
Oh, it's going to be a great time. Dale turns 75. Seems surreal.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that celebration and want you to come and celebrate with us.
Yeah, all of our members are invited to the birthday party dinner on Thursday night. And if you'll open your email, you'll have an invitation there. And then, of course, all day Friday morning, Friday night, we are going to be having a breakout prayer and prophetic gathering. Leland Band is going to be with us, and others are going to be with us. It's going to be a wonderful day of worship and praise. It's all day Friday. And then if you want to stay over for Sunday morning, I'll be ministering at Austin Cathedral on Sunday morning. And so you can make a weekend of it. February 21st, 22nd, 24th, if you want to stay the whole weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yes, it is. And I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. And this March, we're going to continue the celebration. Gene, as we celebrate 58 years of marriage and 52 years of full-time ministry. Wow.
Yeah. It's been a great journey.
God has
been so faithful.
He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
He's really a good God. God's laid a special message on my heart. We're going to pray in just a moment, and then we're going to have some praise and worship by my friend that's leading us today. We want to pray this morning for the service, not only for the service, but we have a lot of pastors and ministers that are members of Breakout Radio Church. I'm going to call some of your names today, and we're going to include you in our prayers. You'll either be ministering today or this week, and we want to pray today for Pastor James Parker, Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, Donald Brown, Pastor Dave Rogers, Pastor B.K. Jones, Marianne Ray, Pastor Leah Peters, Pastor Jim Jameson, Pastor Roy Ivins, Missionary Glenn Howard, Pastor David Shyam, Allison Ian Kieber, Pastor Art Evans, Gloria Garner, Craig Sloan, Dr. Gerald Davis, Pastor Thomas Brooks, Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn, Tim and Pam Filkins, and others that I might not have mentioned. We have a lot of members at Breakout Radio Church who are either pastoring or doing ministry. We pray for you today, and we pray for the service, the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God be done. And Gene and I set ourselves in agreement with those attending church today or those that are visiting Breakout Radio Church. We pray, God, that you would open our spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive in Jesus' name. And we're all going to praise and worship right now with our friend Michael W. Smith. He's going to sing today, Open the Eyes. Lord, open our eyes today. I believe that God wants to do something very special in the service this morning. So here we go. Good to have you attending Breakout Radio Church today.
Holy, 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 holy,
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we worship you today. We honor you today. Open our eyes, we pray, in the name of Jesus, that we may see and we may hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you are doing, what you are showing us, what you are speaking to us. Lord, we worship you today and honor you today in the name of Jesus. Kote de Brito Urubu Ute. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name today. You are so worthy. We honor you today. We magnify you and glorify your name today. Hallelujah. Jesus, may you be high and lifted up at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning in January. God, we need you. We need you, Lord. We know there's a natural and we know there's a supernatural. And we want to supernaturally see and hear what you are saying, what you're doing in our lives today. May we ever keep our eyes upon you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We love you, Jesus. We honor you today. We magnify you today. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. So thankful to have you attending Breakout Radio Church today. Just want all of you members to know that I'm holding all of your names in my hands right now, and I've called every one of your names in prayer this morning, as I normally do every week, every Sunday morning, sometimes during the week. So thankful to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church and you'd like to be a member, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on Breakout Radio Church. And you'll see the membership link right there at the top, bpnradio.com, and just click on Breakout Radio Church, fill in the membership link, and submit it if you will. So thankful to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church today. We're going to give you an opportunity to give, and it's a delight to have, I think, one of America's greatest ministers on giving, a man that's known around the world, a member of our church, Dr. Gerald Davis. So Gerald Davis is going to come and going to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. God bless you, Gerald Davis, as you come.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. I really do appreciate what you do. You're helping so many people, and I'm glad to be a part in just this small way. I'll say a word of hopefully guidance over my 63 years of teaching and preaching and pastoring churches. I've dealt with a lot of questions concerning tithing and sought to find, you know, conceivable truths that match the scriptures and are consistent with what God said. One of the things that I've encountered was, of course, should I tithe on my gross or on my net? And that question really has to be answered two ways. And most of the time, when people inquire about that, they're considering the withholding tax from paychecks that they receive, you know, from their regular pay schedule. And want to know, you know, are they supposed to tithe before the tax figure or after the tax figure? And then another approach or question concerning that is, if you're in business for yourself, and what constitutes your profit? When you consider profit, of course, you know we're considering anything that we're able to acquire above our actual expenses, and count that as increase. Basically, the scriptures do teach us that we're to tithe on our increase. So in consideration of tithing on the gross or the net, depends on whether you're in business for yourself or whether it's withholding tax, and you'll have to determine what your bottom line is. But to me, I have practiced, now this is me talking, I have practiced tithing on all of my increase. If I work for $10 an hour, $15, $20, 25, whatever, I tithe 10% of that. Withholding tax comes out after that. And I know that that, you know, is differed by some ministries, because I've heard some good teachings, conceivable thoughts concerning that otherwise. But in my position as a man who has learned that God keeps his promise, I've noticed this. God is never more concerned to what I'm giving to than he is the need that I have been asking him about in my own life. The things that concern me and my needs are every bit as meaningful to God as those to which he's asked me to contribute. So with faith in my heart, I believe that being a liberal soul means I'd rather do too much than too little. I know that requires faith, but it takes faith to tithe on the net, because a lot of people struggle. It's not easy. So I've only found one way to be consistent with it, and that's just to, when I get my pay, I figure what the tithe is right off the top, cut that check, separate it out, and then figure bills. And that way, if I'm in trouble, running short, I can go to God and say, Father, I gave you yours. Help me with mine. And God is so faithful, rebuking that devourer, the devil, off of our stuff on our behalf. So faith is required to tithe. Nobody can deny that, unless they're just multimillionaire giving money, you know, out of his surplus. Doesn't require much faith to do that. But it does take faith to tithe when you're facing other issues and shortages. So I encourage the people today to lean on God. He's not a post that drives a spinner in our hand when we lean on him. He won't disappoint us. I don't know how it's going to play out for everybody. It's different for each of us. We all got different fingerprints. God works with us accordingly. So let me pray and ask God for encouragement and faith to believe that God will do even above and beyond what he has promised. It's his good pleasure to do good things for his children. So that's where we stand. Father, I reach out to you right now on behalf of the viewer, of the listeners, to Pastor Dale and Jean, and this wonderful broadcast, Father, that they do, this breakout ministry. Father, they are just like anyone else in this world. They require finances in order to pay the bills, carry on the ministry, and give and be a blessing. So I pray today on behalf of the listeners that they will listen to you, that they'll be careful, Father, to be sensitive to you, and that they'll have faith in their heart. Help their faith so that they can rise to another level and move on up, Father, into the liberal soul mentality and do more above and beyond what we normally would do with our natural mind. We ask you for that, encourage the people on that, and believe you, Father, that you're going to bless them in return, like you said, pressed down, shaken together, running over, more than enough. Bless them till they don't have room to receive it. We trust you and thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, we encourage everybody to just contact Pastor Dale with the information he gives you. And be a blessing today. If you be a blessing, God spoke to me and said, if you'll always be a blessing, you'll seldom have to pray to receive one. So it's seed time, and then comes the harvest. God bless you.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Gerald Davis, my longtime friend since 1989. What a blessing you are. And thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church and in the ministry there for 63 years. And you've been debt-free for a long time. You can make your check. If you're sending a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And if you're giving by credit card, PayPal, or debit card, here's what you do. You go to bpnradio.com. Some of you may already be there. bpnradio.com. And click on the donate button. Click on donate. And there's a place for you to use your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal. Father, I bless the people that are giving today. I ask that you bless them abundantly, bountifully, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Lord, I know that that we recognize that you own everything that we have when we give that first 10%, the tithe, to you. We appreciate, Lord, those people that are part of Breakout Radio Church and their faithful givers, tithers. We bless them, and we ask that you bless them today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you as you give today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as you continue to give today, and just before I preach about a sermon, I got a revelation this past week that I've never received, and I spent several hours just meditating on this and preparing this sermon on Friday that I'm going to minister in just a few moments. And I'm thankful for revelation that God gives us. So I'm going to share a message about dreams. I know I've preached on dreams and visions before, but this is God has expanded my insight. I'm going to share that with you. But first of all, I have a special song by a young lady who's a friend of ours, Meredith Chavis, and she's only 16 years old, but she's going to sing a song that was written by my son, Rick Gentry, and out of some of the things that I've talked about for many, many years. Here's Meredith. She's going to sing, and then I'm going to preach.
Today is a good day. Today is a great day. I can do what God said I can do. I can be who God said I can be. Today is a good day. Today is your day. Dreams really do come true. Dreams really do come true. Just believe.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Meredith Chavez, for that wonderful song song written by my son, Rick Gentry. Dreams really do come true, and I'm going to talk to you about dreams today because I do believe that dreams really do come true. Speaking of dreams, you know, tomorrow we're going to celebrate the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., and MLK Day tomorrow. Many of you will have a holiday. Some of you have to work, including myself. But Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and it was a great dream. And he shared that dream many years ago there on the mall in our nation's capital. And here's what he said. He said, "I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood." He said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." He said, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together." And most of that dream has come true. And I believe that it's come true because it was not a selfish dream. Martin Luther King's dream did not just include himself or his four children, but his dream included his children and every child of color in America. His dream was inclusive overall, across the board, catch-all, all-encompassing. His dream was not just for himself, but was for millions of others, just like many patriots and matriarchs of old, including Joseph. I've been reading about Joseph this week. I want to read to you from some passages in the book of Genesis, starting with chapter 37. Here's what it says. "One night Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. 'Listen to this dream,' he said. 'We were out in the field tying up bundles of grain. Suddenly my bundle stood up, and your bundles all gathered around and bowed low before mine.'" And he said, soon Joseph had another dream. And again he told his brothers about it. "Listen," he said, "I've had another dream." He said, "The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed down before me." This time he told the dream to his father as well to his brothers. But his father scolded him. "What kind of dream is that?" he asked. "Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow to the ground before you?" But while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, his father, the Bible said, wondered what this dream really meant. So then we continue on. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." We're fast forwarding here. He said, "I'm going to put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh removed his signet ring from his hand and placed it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in fine linen clothing, hung a gold chain around his neck. Then he told Joseph to ride in the chariot received for his second in command. And wherever Joseph went, the command was shouted, "Kneel down, knees down." So Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of all of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to him, "I'm Pharaoh, but no one does not lift a hand or foot in the entire land of Egypt without your approval." So Joseph took charge of the entire land of Egypt. He was 30 years old when he began serving in the court of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And when Joseph left Pharaoh's presence, he inspected the entire land of Egypt. As predicted, for 7 years, the land produced bumper crops. During these years, Joseph gathered all the crops grown in Egypt and stored the grain from the surrounding fields in the cities. He piled up huge amounts of grain like sand on the seashore. Finally, he stopped keeping record because there was too much to measure. Eventually, however, the famine spread throughout the land of Egypt as well. And when the people cried out to Pharaoh for food, he told them, go to Joseph and do whatever he tells you. So with severe famine everywhere, Joseph opened up the storehouses and distributed grain to the Egyptians. But the famine was severe throughout the land of Egypt, and people from all around came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph because the famine was severe throughout the world. Oh my! Since Joseph was governor of Egypt and in charge of selling grain to all the people, it was witnessed to him that his brothers came, and when they arrived, they bowed before him with their faces to the ground. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. All the Egyptians sold him their fields because the famine was so severe, and soon all the land belonged to Pharaoh. They received an allotment of food directly from Pharaoh, so they didn't need to sell their land. And so what happened? Joseph's brothers came. This is one of the most amazing stories in the Bible. And I read a portion of it from the book of Genesis. I like to read it again and again, where this 17-year-old young man, Joseph, had a dream. And he dreamed in his dream that his brothers bowed down before him. Even the sun and moon and stars bowed down before him. And, of course, he received great persecution because of his dream. His brothers hated him. They put him in a pit. They sold him into slavery into Egypt. But God was with Joseph because he had a dream. But what happened was Joseph's dreams need to be refined. They needed to be tested and tried and sifted somewhat. And so Joseph's dream became a great sacrifice. He had to go through the pit. He had to go through Potiphar's house and through prison in order to get into the palace, into the place where he shared his dream. There may be some of you that says, I've had all these dreams, Pastor Dale, but none of these dreams have come to pass. But some of you got to realize that some of your dreams are being refined. Some of you are being tested. Some of your dreams are going through a sacrificial process. That's what happened to Joseph. It took a process of time, about 12 years, for him to get to the place where his dream finally came true. And so Joseph had to realize this dream is not just about my brothers bowing down before me, or the sun and the moon and the stars bowing down before me. This dream includes a lot of other people. Eventually, his dream would include the entire nation of Egypt and nations of the world, including his father, his brothers, and 76 members of his family. Millions of others would share Joseph's dream. Joseph had a dream, and he shared his dream with members of his family, millions of people, including Egypt and other surrounding countries and nations as well. And so God, I believe, wants to give us a dream, but he wants the dream that he gives us to be inclusive and not exclusive. And, you know, so many times people have a dream, but it's all about them. God, I want my dream to come true. It's about me, mine, my four, no more. And but that's not the way. That's not why God fulfills dreams. You know, a prime example of that is found in Matthew chapter 19. Jesus spoke about the rich young ruler, and here's what it says in Matthew 19. Someone came to Jesus with this question, "Good Master, what must I do to have eternal life?" "And when you call me good, you are calling me God," Jesus replied. "For God alone is truly good, but to answer your question, you can get to heaven if you keep the commandments." "Which one?" the man asked. And Jesus replied, "Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie, honor your father and mother, love your neighbors yourself." And the youth replied, "Hey, I've always obeyed every one of these. What else must I do?" So Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have great treasure in heaven. Come and follow me." But when the young man heard this, he went away sadly because he was very rich. Now, Jesus was not opposed. He was not opposed to the rich young ruler having big barns. But the problem was this. His dream was only about himself. He said, I'm going to tear down my barns and I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to do this. It was all about himself. But when Jesus told him to include others in his dream, feed the poor, sell all you got, feed the poor. Now, what would have happened if he'd sold all he had and fed the poor? He would have been blessed even more bountifully. But because the dream was all about him, Jesus said, no, your dream is too small because it's just about you. And so because his dream was not inclusive, he went away sorrowfully. You know, that's happened to so many people, even in the Bible. You know, Solomon, he wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and he talked about life, and he said, I'm going to make my works great. I'm going to make houses. I'm going to make gardens. I'm going to make orchards. I made me male and female servants. I acquired male and female singers. I became great and became more great than anybody. So the whole Ecclesiastes chapter 2, Solomon was at the dream was all about him. And the Bible said that this man, who had more wisdom than anyone except Jesus Christ himself, ended up very, very unfulfilled in life because his dream eventually was just about him. And so I believe today that God wants us to dream. He gives us dreams. He puts things in our heart. Dream is not just something that you necessarily have when you go to sleep at night. It's a passion. It's something that God has put in your heart, a desire that God has placed inside of you. But you must understand that if it's just about you succeeding, about what you're doing in life, if it's just about me, and you know, we live in a me generation. Everything is about me, 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 me too, me too. And I'd like to do that for myself. But that's not the way it happens. So dreams only come true if your dream includes other people as well. So all of us have a right and a privilege to dream because we know that dreams really do come true, as Meredith sang. But if that dream only includes us, then that dream is very, in the end, is very fruitless. You know, for many years, I had this dream of owning my own sports car. And my favorite sports car was a 1955 T-Bird. I dreamed, Gene and I would go to these car lots, and I would say, Gene, look at that T-Bird. And I just wanted a T-Bird. So one night, it happened. My friends, during my birthday, bought me, for my birthday, a 1955 shiny red and white T-Bird, Thunderbird. It was all mine. It was all mine. Gene and I still have pictures of getting into that white, red and white T-Bird convertible and driving down the road. Gene and I, we loved it. I'd drive it to Sonic. Sometimes I'd let a member of my family get in or take a picture. But mostly it was just for Gene and I. I loved it. And sometimes in the middle of the night, I would go out to my garage and I had it all covered up with a tarp. And I would pull up the tarp a little bit and look at my T-Bird and rub it a little bit. It was mine, but exclusively mine. I did let Gene ride to Sonic with me. Sometimes we'd ride down to the main street of Fort Worth, Texas. People would look at that red, shiny sports car. It was a model car. It was an award-winning car, but it was about me. But one day, my dream was put to the test. And most of our dreams, if they are enlarged and expanded, must be put to the test. And so, one day, one of my spiritual sons came from India, A. Stephen, and he was raising money for a new van so that he could drive his workers around and show the Jesus film in a different village every night in India. And so I was praying one day. Stephen was staying at our home, and I was praying one day, and I said, Lord, would you put it on somebody's heart to buy Stephen a new van so that he could take his workers around in India and show the Jesus film, give people an opportunity to know Jesus every night. And the Holy Spirit spoke right back to me and said, well, you buy him that van. I said, Lord, you know I don't have the money. And he said, yes, you do. I said, where's the money at? He said, it's in your garage. I said, Lord, you're not talking about my 1955 shiny red T-Bird, are you? He said, yes, I'm talking about that. In just a few minutes' time, my son Rick came through the door, and he said to me, Dad, you know, an unusual thing happened. One of your neighbors down the street stopped me and said, do you think your dad might be interested in selling his Thunderbird, his red and white T-Bird? He said, I don't think so. My dad loves that car. But I knew that was a confirmation. Within two hours, that T-Bird was gone. I had a check in my hand, and I was able to include workers in India in my dream. I had this dream that was just exclusively mine, but God said your dream has got to be inclusive. It's got to be all-encompassing. I had to include the country of India in my dream. I had to include Cornerstone Ministries in my dream. And for many years, workers went every night in India, showed the Jesus film, and rode in that van until it was worn out. But I was blessed. God gave me another. He gave me another T-Bird. I gave that one away because I realized that dreams come true, and they become very fruitful if we include other people and other entities in our dream. In our dream. And so the blessings of that T-Bird included more than just Gene and I driving to Sonic Drive-In. It included investing in a van. Hallelujah. And a van that would carry workers into villages in India every night for several years. Dreams really do come true. And so God wants to give us a dream, but if it's just about us and if your dream is just about owning my own home one day and I'm going to retire so that my wife and I, we can take some cruises, we can buy some motor home and travel across America and look at the Grand Canyon and other places. Nothing wrong with retiring, nothing wrong with having a motor home, but if that's all that your dream is about, this is my dream to have retirement, that I don't have to work anymore, sit on my back porch in the rocking chair, and that's all your dream includes. Your dream has got to be more than that. Life is more than just having a retirement or owning a home or having a shiny red T-Bird. Or if it's just about you and maybe your family, your dream has got to be inclusive. And that's why that I believe that I'm able to be on radio today, because one day I had a dream after my eighth grade English teacher said, Dale, you're going to be a radio announcer. I had a dream one day of being a radio announcer. And when I went to school, became a radio announcer, then I had this dream of owning my own radio station, being in charge, giving oversight to a radio station or a company of radio stations. But really it was about me. And so God had to take that dream and refine it. He had to test it. He didn't want it just to be exclusive where Gene and I were able to give oversight to a company of radio stations so that we could build us a big house and we could have a good retirement and have people to work for us. It was just about us. And so God had to take that through some refinement, and he had to take that through some sacrifices. You know, we can have dreams, but there has to be sacrifices made about dreams. You know, I'm not just standing behind this microphone preaching this morning because I just thought, well, it'll be good to have a prayer radio station. No, I went through a process of training. Gene had to sacrifice while I went to Elkins Institute of Radio and Electronics, got my engineering, my first class engineering license. I learned about radio. I learned how to be a radio announcer. She stayed with her parents and my parents, sometimes weeks at a time, so I could go and become a radio announcer so that I could learn about radio. It was not just about me owning my own radio station, but God knew it. God saw down the road. He looked at 2014, where I would start this BPN radio station, standing for Breakout Prayer Network, calling people to pray across America, preaching across America and around the world, not just about me, not so I could preach on the radio, but today we will have 18 hours of preaching alone on bpnradio.com. Holding the microphone, I've held the microphone while hundreds of others have shared their testimony, have shared about their ministry, have shared their life story about what they're doing. And so God said, I'm going to bless you in radio. I'm going to prepare you. So he began to prepare me in radio as I went off to school in 1963. That's been a long time ago, 56 years ago. I started preparing for this vision right now. Gene had to make sacrifices. I had to make sacrifices. We started out, I started out just in small radio stations, but all of it was in preparation for what God is doing today so that I could preach on BPN Radio, at Breakout Radio Church, so that others could preach on BPN Radio, so that others could preach at Breakout Radio Church. I appreciate Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn preaching last Sunday. So God said, I'm going to bless your dream if your dream does not become exclusive. If it's not just about you and about Gene and just about your family, but I want it to include others. And so here I am preaching across America and around the world and giving other people an opportunity to preach, to share their testimony, to sing, to pray for them, to have intercession. It's going 24 hours a day, day and night on bpnradio.com, now in our fifth year. Because I had a dream. And the dream was small for a long time because it had just included, me. It included Gene and I, included maybe our family. But when God said, no, I want your dreams to become inclusive, not exclusive, then God began to enlarge my dream. And today I have the opportunity. I'm not the owner because it's a nonprofit organization, Breakout Ministries, and we have a board and we have oversight. But I get to give the direction. I get to give oversight to bpnradio.com and other BPN radio stations. How did that happen? Because one day I knew that it was not just about me. It was about a lot of other people whose dreams that I wanted to make come true. And so what is my desire in life? I went to a New Year's Eve gathering and had everybody to write down, what do you want to see in 2019? What is it you want to see happen in your life? And I wrote these words, I want to be a blessing. Why am I here today? So that I can be a blessing. My life has got to be just more than retirement. My life has got to be more than just owning my own home. My life has got to be more than just making sure that I have food to eat and some clothes to wear. It's got to include other people. And Gerald Davis, who was received the tithe and offering, he just told me years ago, Dale, as long as you're a blessing, you will never run out of blessings. And I believe what he was saying, Dale, as long as you dream and you have other people share your dream, you will never run out of dreams. You will never run out of blessings. What did God say to Abraham? God said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to bless you, and you can be a blessing. And so Abraham went into a foreign country, went into a foreign nation. He took his son, he took his grandson, and he began to teach them and train them and other members of his family, and they began to share the blessing. And then Abraham began to share the blessing with his generation and generations to come. Father Abraham. And God said, because you're willing to be a blessing, because you were willing to sacrifice your own son, Isaac, he said, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make your seed as the stars in the sky, innumerable. I'm going to bless you beyond measure. And so God blessed Abraham, and he made a covenant with him. And we today are still benefiting from that covenant, because we are sharing, we are exercising the covenant that Abraham shared with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not just about Abraham, about his son Isaac, about his grandson Jacob, his great-grandson Joseph. It was about generations to come. Hallelujah. And so God desires to bless you. Life is more than just being consumed with what makes you happy. You know, we have a millennial generation that is about me. How will this benefit me? How will this profit me? How will this make me happy? And, you know, that's what so many millions of Americans are focused on. They're focused on winning the lottery. When I win the lottery, I'm going to buy me a big house, and I'm going to take many cruises. I'm going to take lots of vacations, and I'm going to make me happy. And so people, they keep entering the lottery and buying a lottery ticket. And because so many people are focused on what makes them happy. They've got a dream, but it's all about them. And there are so many Christians today that are saying, well, you know, I don't understand about life, because I've given, I have helped others, I've been a blessing to so many others, and why am I not being successful in life? Now, I want to tell you something. You got to realize that this life is not the only life you are living. You realize that if you are a Christian and you're going to live 1,000 years on this earth, and your blessings does not just come on the 1st and 15th. In fact, all of your blessings, all of your rewards may not come in this life. So many people think, well, it's going to be, you know, the Bible said maybe I'll get 1,000-fold return in this life. Well, you might get 1,000-fold return in this life, or 100-fold return, but you might get 1,000,000 return when you get to heaven, or 1,000,000,000,000, who knows? You know, there's a good example found concerning that from the book of Luke chapter 16. It included Lazarus, who was very poor on this earth. And the Bible said in Luke 16, there was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. But at his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, longing to eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. But the time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. That was a place of luxurious living. The rich man also died and was buried in hell. When he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called out to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me. So Abraham replied, Son, remember in your lifetime you received good things, which while Lazarus received bad things, but he is now comforted and with me, and you're in agony. What does that mean? That means that we may not have everything that we want fulfilled in this life, but we must understand that we will have wonderful things in this life, but we also will have some treasures. Don't lay up treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, but lay your treasures up in heaven. So it's evident that we won't receive maybe everything in life that we desired to have, but life is going to continue on after the last breath leaves our body. So remember, dreams come true, and God wants to bless us here, but the blessings will continue in heaven during the millennial and throughout the timeless years of life. Because it will never end if we know Jesus. If you don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to accept him right now. Father, I pray today for those that do not know you as their personal Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray for them. Don't let a one under the sound of my voice today go to hell. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now that those that are attending Breakout Radio Church that do not know the Lord, I want to remind them, Lord, that you said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord. Maybe you're not sure of your salvation. Maybe you're a backslider far away from God. I want to pray for you right now. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church by going to bpnradio.com, click on Breakout Radio Church, sign the membership link, or find you a good local church, where you will receive care, spiritual care, and oversight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for those that are dreaming today. I pray for those that have quit dreaming, that they will dream again, because dreams really do come true. And sometimes dreams and visions die because they're not big enough. I pray, Lord, that we will not quit dreaming. We'll dream again and again. But make sure today that our dreams are inclusive, that what we dream about includes other people. That's what we want to happen, isn't it, Jean? We want to include other people in our dreams.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, I've found that you, Jean Gentry, you are the most unselfish. You know, selfishness is a terrible thing. So many people are selfish in life. So many marriages are breaking up because the husband or wife is very selfish. Some children are leaving home because they're selfish. It's all about them. But you are one of the most unselfish people I know. You want to be a blessing to other people.
Yes, I do. I love to see other people blessed.
I know, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. And we bless our congregation today.
Yes, we do.
We bless all of you members of Breakout Radio Church, if you may be visiting today. We bless you in Jesus' name.
We're so thankful for all of you that have joined us today. And I pray that you have a blessed day and know that we love you.
We love you very much. Thank you for all of your support, your prayer support, your financial support. Thank you for coming to church today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day today. We love you.